Alright.
We good?
Okay. Alright, we're rolling.
Yay! Holy shit! No, this podcast... This podcast did not end. It has been like 2 months. Is that right?
Well, somebody had a baby. Hello.
Well, I had a kid, and we had a podcast right after that, but we've just been so goddamn busy. It's been, But we're back, though. Holy shit. Save Word Podcast, episode number, I don't know, as the running joke goes, we're on 16.
You count. We're not.
I don't know. Exactly.
Consistency is for queers.
And that, folks, is the voice of Jason Scoop.
What a great introduction.
Listen, this man is so Donald Trump gung-ho. He has a goddamn tattoo of Donald Trump on his forearm. We will take a picture and put it on the Facebook page.
We want to make America great.
Listen.
That's so you can see it when you masturbate.
That's a very good point.
Everybody makes that joke. Like, nobody, let's say there's no tattoo. No, you're not jerking off looking at your arm. You're never.
Weightlifters do. Like, I'm getting a good swell on, bro. Getting a good swell on, bro.
Which is more veiny.
By the way, most of about 3 drinks deep right now, so it's gonna this conversation is gonna be a lot looser than usual. Monica Vita. Oh, she is just giggle central. And Lindsay Tyson joins us.
Yes, pronounce it right.
Oh, I shocked the world. So as we alluded to before, Jason, huge Donald Trump fan. He's going to be, actually, we have a, I don't have the idea, it's my buddy Ron Barber wants to shoot a sketch with him, but Jason has made himself as the Trump aficionado in the comedian circuit, so.
Yeah.
Jason, what brought you to the whole Trump thing? Like, what made you just gravitate toward Trump?
Well, when he announced, I like everyone else, thought, oh, this is a big joke, this is ridiculous. And then overnight, people started liking him, and I was out drinking with my friends, and we were all laughing about it. And this idea just hit me. It just hit me like a lightning bolt. And I was just like, I said to my buddy Mike Merkovich, I was like, yo, what if I got a Trump 2016 tattoo, son? And he's like, dude, he just looked at me and said, if you get it,
I'll buy it.
I'll pay for it.
All right.
And then that's when the clockwork started rolling. So, and he was all gung-ho, and I was like, I just said to him, I said, dude, Dad, be honest with me. You've always been honest with me. I mean, I consider the kid my main advisor, my guru.
Right on.
I'm very close with Mr. Merkovich. And I
said,
you're
conciliary.
Yes, in my yes, that's what I call him. No, I legit call him that. I just didn't want to mispronounce it on the podcast. I just didn't want to come off like a retard.
Come on, you're in New York City. You know a little bit of Italian.
I said to Mike, I said, if I get this, do you think it would hurt my career? And he looked at me and he said,
what career?
That's good.
That's a good job there, Mikey. All right.
Oh, my God, no. And he was like, dude, it could only help. And you know what? Ever since, it has. I've gotten gigs. Because after this kind of led me into doing the Trump impressions. And from that, I got gigs out and dropped $500 to do this woman's 53rd birthday party.
Shut your fucking face.
Trump for 30 minutes. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, swear to God.
I thought I was hot shit because I'm doing a golf cup.
Is that where that wig on?
Yeah.
Well,
was that the wig?
Well, that's why I got the wig for that. But and then I just stopped.
But you know what? He says something, and it's funny because JL Cole Evans said something. He had a book for a Trump gig too. He also has Trump impressions. I don't do impressions. I was like, I thought I'm hot shit. Get $100 to do a golf outing a few weeks in Jersey. Yay! But this motherfucker's in $500 to do Trump for 30.
Damn.
Oh, maybe I should really work on my Rodney Dangerfield impression. I can do 30 minutes somewhere else at the golf club. I could get it 5 times more for Christ's sakes. Anyway, that's fucking awesome. So you just actually, so you believe in Trump, that's for sure.
Well, here's the thing, and I'll be very honest with you. I got the tattoo strictly as a joke. I'm like, this is a joke. Because growing up, I never liked him. My parents hated him. My dad was like, look at this retard, this stupid reality show. He's obnoxious and stuff. And that was my sentiment when he announced. Lately, I'll be honest, he has grown on me very much as an entertaining person and everything else. I don't think he would be a sufficient commander-in-chief for this country.
A little terrified.
Listen, China, we gotta get rid of them. China, it's huge. It really, they're a big deal. But there's something about him that's so, he's such an excellent salesman. He's such an excellent businessman. He's a winner.
We love winners.
He's got all the media's attention, and I just, there's something about him that I'm really, really impressed by.
And he also owns up to his bullshit. That's the thing. Like, he does. He owns up to his stupid hair. He owns up to the mistakes he's made. He's like, you know, so there's a little
You know what, too, though? Let's be honest.
He doesn't humble himself either. He's just like, I'm better than all of you.
And I like that. And I like that, too. And there are some things of his platform, like, I fucking agree with this on. I really agree. Yeah. Some things are like, I don't know about that. But here's the thing, though, too, with him. If we voted a goddamn actor as the governor of California, why the fuck can we vote a successful... Exactly.
Well, who knows what's going to happen?
I know, because listen,
number one in every
place. And a lot of my friends give me shit. I said, listen, if it came down to it, if it was Trump versus Hillary, I'm going Trump. I can't fucking stand Hillary Clinton. I am
and
sorry.
I love the pundits. The pundits are, I'm like waiting for like all their heads to explode when he gets voted into the presidency. If he does, I don't know that he will. But
I think he will.
But if he were to, because to Jason's point, stranger things could happen.
Right.
But I would just, like, every, like, CNN, Fox, everybody just their heads, like, exploding one by one as he, like...
Except Aaron, except what's her fucking, the chick from Fox News, a brunette.
The one he had, the Megyn Kelly, the one
No, she's the blonde. No, the one who's on his show all the time, the brunette, Aaron something.
Not
the
one
you met,
Jason.
Oh, yeah. Brunette, she's cute, too.
Oh, Kimberly Gulf.
I was there that night, too. Yeah, you're all on fucking cloud nine.
Dude.
His entire cabinet would just be the Miss America.
I met Kimberly Guilfoyle from Fox News. She's part of the Five that comes on every day. It's like a comedy based, the sort of, they talk about current issues, kind of like this podcast. And when it comes to women, I'm not trying to brag, but I never lose my cool.
Jason is very adorable and charismatic. I'll say it for him because he doesn't want to brag.
Well,
he's an adorable, sexy little guy.
Puppy dogs are adorable.
And by little,
right?
I mean adorable and not little because I'm sure he's
huge. Huge. It's huge.
He's huge.
Oh, thank
it's
you,
huge.
I don't drink Trump. I don't drink vodka, but I drink Trump vodka. It's great. Oh, he's
but
hilarious.
I couldn't. I was just. I was so. This woman was so exquisite. And I just, I couldn't, and you know what the fucked up thing was? This is finally my big shot to finally get this thing on
the
TV,
trip.
Get this tattoo on TV, because everyone was like, oh, you gotta do this, you gotta tweet him, you gotta tweet her, and she saw the tattoo, she was like, oh my god, that's great, we took a picture, and she was kind of like lingering, like she wasn't leaving, but in my head, I'm like, okay, because I wanted to maybe exchange information, but I'm like, this chick, she's, you know, she's big time Fox News,
out
of my
league,
out of my fucking league, out of my fucking league. And, but then the second she walked away, it's like the type of situation where you have a sort of opportunity and then it sort of leaves you and then right away you think, why didn't I do or say that? Because she was lingering,
totally
she wasn't leaving. She was sticking around.
But you know what? She wants you more now. She's probably used to guys being like, oh, can I get your number? You're hot, blah, blah, blah. And you're like the one guy where she'll be like, wow.
Why didn't he ask
Why not hit her up on Twitter and be like, hey,
just
remember me, the guy outside the Grizzly Pear had the Trump tattoo. Want to grab a drink?
I bet you would.
Honestly, now that you suggest it, I'll literally do that tonight. Especially because it's about to be my birthday. It's like,
don't put that. That's cheesy. Don't put the birthday angle. Just be like, hey, we met at the Grizzly Pear outside. We took a picture. I'm the guy with the Trump tattoo, my forearm.
That's another thing. She was like, oh, there's a show right now. She was like, does the place have a card? She's like, because she was like, I got this meeting. She
Dude,
was like,
these are buying questions, you moron. These are buying questions. Did you see Boiler Room always be closing?
Jason's going to be turning 24.
This is why
Kevin is giving him...
She lingered, as you mentioned.
She lingered.
She's asking buying questions. Yeah. You gotta fucking take it down.
ABC,
give me the
lead. Bitch.
ABC me.
And she was like, do you want to take a picture? And then they took like...
There is another buying question.
Oh,
Jesus.
God.
That was her idea.
And then she was like, let's see. Let's make sure they came out good. And I just...
Text her back and be like, I looked at our pictures again and they're good. But I think we could do great. Let's get together, baby.
Here's the final nail in the coffin question. When you put her arm around her, when you took the picture, did she flinch when you touched her? Like, kind of like, yeah? Or was she kind of like...
She leaned in.
You pussy. You missed it. Well, you didn't miss an opportunity. You fucking missed it by a yard. You can get on... Thank God for the internet, because that'd be fucking later on in discussion. You can get her on Twitter, like, hey, you know what? I thought... Let's get a drink. Remember the guy with the Trump tattoo?
Well,
what's up?
That's what I'm going to try and do.
Fucking
I was,
do it.
I was
fucking
very,
do
I,
it.
Know, I'm of the Trump theory that I always want to do the right thing and always just be on point. And in that situation, I was very not.
Either the Trump theory, either the Trump theory, I thought the Trump theory was overvalue your value and then declare bankruptcy. That's what I thought the Trump theory was.
Touche.
But
the
yes,
easy. The dating thing is not easy.
I would, like I said, Trump versus Hillary. Yes, I think Ben Carson has some good points too. I really do.
I don't. Here's the thing. I don't like Hillary. I don't like Ben Carson. Carson. I mean, the guy's a brilliant guy. Neurosurgeon, operated on children. Great guy. But like, he's too wacky. He's too.
I was
wacky.
He's a doctor. I would not.
No,
trust
Ben
doctors,
Carson is the
though.
Worst.
He's not the worst.
I don't think
he's
the worst.
Just because you're a good doctor doesn't mean you should be proud.
I was talking to a black friend of mine.
He's a good governor. Not a good businessman. Not a good doctor.
Right.
A good governor.
But I'll say, I'm not one of those people to be like, if you're a black conservative, you're not. I think that's bullshit because
that's
I feel like anybody
no,
can
that's
be
not
anything.
What
yeah.
saying.
Well, what's funny, Bobby Jindal came out against that last shooter.
Is he still running?
You barely.
He's
out there, but the one point he made, he goes, "Wait
Lindsey
a minute,
Graham
goofball.
Totally
why
goofball.
Don't we? Why don't we just stop focusing on banning guns and focus on that kid's dad ran out on him and focus more about keeping families together, and then people won't be fucking running
and
around and acting out having
like,
guns."
I don't, but parenting, like, seriously,
yeah, that's it.
Because I was having this conversation the other night. So I'm from Colorado, and Columbine hit us super fucking hard, and then
oh
we had Aurora
God.
After that. You know, and you hear these parents, and it's not, look, I don't think anybody thinks that their kid is going to end up doing what these kids did, but by the same token, you hear these parents like, well, we never went in his room. We had no idea that they were,
then
you know,
you're a
like,
shitty fucking parent, man.
I mean, it's just like, why are you not involved in your children's lives? And this whole, like, they should have their privacy, and they should, and, you know, it's like, be a parent.
It's the
be
parent.
Be a fucking parent.
And I hate to turn this into comedy, but that reminds me of, you ever seen the movie
Please
Barbershop?
Do.
Barbershop.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. The kid, the guy steals the ATM machine, mm-hmm. and they're in the bedroom trying to break into it. And the mother is in the kitchen, and she's listening to the radio, and she's like, and the radio guy's like, well, an ATM machine was stolen last night, 2 in the morning. She's like, man, people just don't know how to raise their kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, it just shows it happens in every community.
The
black all over the place.
It's like, listen, I'm not. People should not have automatic fucking weapons, but people should be allowed to have handguns and like hunting rifles.
No,
and shit like that.
Yeah,
they should.
Like,
they
people
should.
Have like arsenals.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. Right. You want a handgun? You want a rifle? Fine. You need, like, do you need a fucking AK-47?
No. Let me tell you something. Because you could say no when you. I did a road gig out in Syracuse, New York. And when I'm driving and I see one house, each house is like 10,000 miles from the last house.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm getting a gun.
Yeah.
If I'm just a,
but,
like,
you ever shoot guns, it's fucking fun. It's
to
fun.
Be honest,
oh, yeah.
It's
just like you probably accidentally shoot yourself, or the intruder will use against you or someone.
This is true.
But
let's be honest.
That's like a shark bite. It only happens 1 out of 10,000 times.
But
you
let's
know,
be honest.
Like,
at this point, we're too far with the guns. So to ban guns, it's not going to happen, because then you just create more of a black market. It's not.
As a prison colony, we don't take them seriously.
It's not going to happen here. But to your point, it's kind of like, what the fuck is driving this? Because there are other countries where you can have weapons and things like that, and this shit just doesn't happen the same way. I mean, we just have this lust for violence. I think, you know, not to sound old school, but like a lot of these video games, especially nowadays, they're so real, and it's like,
I'm not
going
to listen to this argument.
No. No, but there's a desensitive. There's no way that you can play
like
this kind of video
game.
It's not.
I've been playing this game for 35 years.
And I was just about to say, it's not a soul thing, right? So it's not like, if you play this, then that. I just think, like, there's a, you know, nobody's paying attention to you. You're not being parented. You know, your parents aren't even asking,
it's
like, do you have friends or
but
whatever.
But
it's anyway.
It's
everybody.
A combination.
No.
It's the,
no,
it's
no,
the
no.
lack of
it's
parenting.
The
it's the mental
right there.
It's the mental issue.
The
it's a combination.
It ain't the guns.
It's the guns. Guns. The technology has progressed. Parents used to be less attentive. If anything, our mental health system is better than it used to be. They didn't have mental health in, like, the 50s or the 40s or the 30s.
They
technology has
they
progressed in
people,
guns, yeah. with guns, where you can kill a whole bunch of people really quickly, and it's not being regulated. And you have to, like, no. You would have to be an idiot to look at the statistics that they have in England, that they have in France, that they have in Spain, that they have in Italy, to see how many people are killed with guns per year versus the States versus Canada, where it doesn't happen, and say that we can have guns and safely regulate it ourselves. We can't. Like, I've traveled a lot in Europe.
I've been there too.
You can't.
And you can still get a gun in England, even though it's illegal.
Right.
You can still get one.
Look at how many gun deaths they have per year.
But that's because they're using other things to murder people. Did you see that guy that did that jihadist attack? He used an axe and a kitchen knife.
You're not using knowledge when you argue. I'm sorry. If you read the statistics, their murder rates are lower. I get very into guns. I'm from the South and I hate guns. I hated guns since I was like five. I loved guns.
Now you need to ban NASCAR driving too from the South.
I'm not even into guns. But I'm defending other people's rights.
Right. So I was just going to say, guns scare me a tremendous amount.
You can't see nobody's white.
I've had situations with guns. You do. I mean, there was just this instance with, you know, a 5-year-old killing his 2-year-old sister. But there's no way you can. I would love to ban guns, but that's because I don't like them, I don't use them, and whatever. But the truth of the matter is, there are four of us sitting in this room. If we were all handed AK-47s,
it's fucking fun to shoot.
Nobody would kill a single person. Right. And my point is just maybe, you know, it is the answer is not this one thing. It's not banning this. It's not doing this. There's a very interesting article that I want to say was in maybe the New York. Anyhow, it's online. A doctor wrote it who is under the thought of and the mindset of he's an infectious disease doctor. And he's like, we really need to take violence in America and treat it like an infectious disease.
Absolutely.
And come at it from that angle rather than this kind of piecemeal, well, if we ban guns or if we... And all I'm saying is it's really an interesting read.
But
and
the world's
it's
so
worth
much less violent than it used to be if you look at it.
Historically, it is, but let's strive for even less.
Yeah,
absolutely. Not to mention one thing that hasn't been mentioned here at all.
I mean, like a lot of this is happening in school.
That almost every single one of these mass shooters, I'm talking about the big ones, all of those guys were on prescription heavy prescription medication.
Yep.
On the screen.
So how is it that Monica, when I was in school, yeah, look at that. Here's one point. If anything, can we all agree on this? Gun restrictions have gotten a lot more stringent in the past 20 years, correct?
Right, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Why is it when I was in fucking school in the 80s and 90s that there weren't any shootings?
There were! Oh my god!
Not near as many!
Columbine was one of the top 10 years, Paducah, Kentucky. There was a million shootings in the league.
Was there anywhere near as many?
This is an awesome episode right here. This should get
us. Not near as many.
Also remember that the internet didn't exist the same way at that time.
That's true.
There's a perception thing there. Dude, I mean, that's so not true because I'll tell you why. At that time... The gang wars were at an all-time high. So, and I hate to bring race into this, but I think
the Jews, the Chinese, and the Australians are out of control.
Let's be honest. If you talk to black communities about the 80s and 90s and go in and say gun violence was at a low, they're going to say, are you fucking
No. School shootings, I said, were lower than
A lot of that stuff was happening in schoolyards and things like that. It's just it was happening in black communities, so who the fuck cares, right? That was high sarcasm, so please don't write letters.
Find Monica Vita at monica.vita@kkk.com.
But seriously, I remember being in high school and there was a full lockdown because one gang had a bunch of people come over to our school and stuff like that, and they had weapons. I don't know that there was any shots fired, but the point is there's a big perception thing there.
Yeah.
There is, but I don't. The answer has to be much broader than just gun control.
Absolutely, it's a multifaceted.
Because if you do travel, I have family in another country. Part of it is certainly that they don't have access to guns the same way, but. They also don't, there's no desire there. So they genuinely are like, we want to go hunt, we're going to buy a hunting rifle. Like, to me, I can't wrap my head around why you would have an arsenal of guns if, I can't.
I have a buddy who has an arsenal of guns, and he's just fine.
No, but why?
He likes shooting shit. He grew up where there wasn't much anything around. He shot shit outside. They're all.
But why do you need an arsenal for that?
Yeah. He has like 8 guns. Because he wanted to shoot different guns. It's his choice. It's his right.
No, I'm not. No, saying, I'm right. Just asking why.
He
no,
wanted to have. Right. He likes different. He likes it to shoot different shit. It's his right.
It is. But it shouldn't.
Yeah, you can't say it's not his right because yeah.
It's
a slippery slope. Where does that?
I don't like zucchini.
Oh my god! We might have socialized healthcare and no mass shootings. Oh god! God, we might have maternity leave. No, too far.
I love a lot of the people who are holding the, like, you know, we want guns so we can, like, do what we want. But, like,
what are you doing with the guns?
I didn't have
no
a gun.
Choice. No choice for women, though.
Yeah, no, it's no Planned Parenthood, not that.
I will say, I am in complete accord. If it wasn't for Planned Parenthood, my life would have been, I don't know how. Oh, boy.
There would be no tattoo on Jason's arm because he would not be here.
The abortion people have saved my life so many times over. If I could sign a note that all my taxes can go to Planned Parenthood, just please, if they could just...
Planned Parenthood is not for abortion.
No,
I'm not saying this. I know that's there, free. I know that. I just want to put it this. I just want to put a disclaimer on here. I know
but
that
no,
Planned Parenthood only 3% of it is abortion. A lot of it goes to very serious women's health issues, and it's a great organization that helps out.
Organization with a Canadian
lower income people who can't afford health care.
We're not.
Is this some McLair lose hour for Christ's sake?
I don't think the Republican politicians are listening to this. Who are we going to call?
Actually, they might be.
He's got the Trump tattoo, said it's all for abortion.
How many politicians have paid for their mistresses' abortions? I would love to
see that. A ton. I am sure.
Oh, no, you're not having that baby.
Let's talk pussy. No, but if Trump were to have a gun, it'd be the best gun ever, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so Halloween's around the corner, huh? But how funny is this? It was like I'm going to backtrack for 1 second. Like a month ago, I was at a show, and some guys were like, "Woo, it's getting cold outside." And who the fuck was I with? I think it was with Angela Cobb. It's like, "We're really cold outside." I'm like, "It's 80 degrees. Are you kidding me?" I'm like, "You can wait to trot out your fucking fall jokes in about a month and a half from now." Like, calm down. But Halloween is, like, what, 3 weeks away now?
Yeah, it is.
I call Halloween the second easiest night of the year to meet
What's
and have
the first
sex.
Valentine's
Day.
Oh, that's so cliche.
It is not cliche. It is true.
It's not cliche.
It's true.
It's in a barrel.
It's
I won't
true.
Even go out with my friends on Valentine's Day. It's too cliche.
Well, then you're not looking for action then, because that is the best night to go out then on Valentine's
but
Day.
That's so sad.
Well, fine, but sad people need to fuck. Before they shoot up a goddamn school. How about that?
Yes.
That's
nobody wants. Nobody wants.
How Kevin got laid. Got married.
Valentine's Day. Halloween.
It was like a triannual
sad,
thing.
Don't. Women who
nobody wants
faces.
To fuck more than the sad. Why do you think people break up, get out of relationships, and then go on a fucking spree? Because they're fucking sad.
I love Halloween. Is so, women make Halloween so funny because every costume they make is a slutty something. Like a slutty Betsy Ross. A slutty Muammar Gaddafi. A slutty Tig Notaro, if you will.
No! Slutty Chucky. Slutty Chucky doll.
Slutty Chucky. Interesting.
What the fuck?
I love that.
It's the one day of the year you can do that. You can slutty. I wanted to dress up. I broke my ankle.
What was your slutty costume?
I was going to dress up as Slutty Jesus last year, but I broke my ankle.
Slutty Jesus? Slutty. And you would have banned guns?
Me and my friend were going to wear togas, like a short one, and I found these shoes that have, like, water in the heel. They were, like, clear shoes.
Were they Dr. Scholl's?
No, they were, like, stripper shoes.
Walking on vodka.
And then I found a crown of thorns on Amazon, and these scars you can put on your back that look like
Jesus Christ.
And these things you can put on your hands that looks like you're nailed to a cross, but then I broke my ankle October 24th, and...
That was Jesus.
Please tell me... Please tell me you had the balls to wear this costume in the South. Well, they would have literally crucified
me. I was going to be in New York, so okay. I couldn't have worn it in the South, but then I actually wound up being in the South because my ankle was broken, and it was my nephew's christening, and that's when I took Viking and
life. Yeah, that was definitely Jesus, like, look, bitch,
you're not dressing up as me. I'm going to break your ankle walking to the subway.
Like the South, like a Harlem church area should not wear a Jesus costume, a slutty Jesus costume.
I would enjoy wearing in the South, though, because, like, I hate religious people.
Well, now we're on the same page. Now we're on the same page.
I would like to say on record, Jason doesn't hate anyone.
Still trying to get laid.
Except all comics. Okay. Second easiest holiday to scare the score, I would say. It's like an escape.
I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to what a Halloween
that'll
wedding.
Be fun.
What macabre asshole gets married in a Halloween besides someone trying to save a few bucks?
I don't know the people, so I have to let you know. Because a friend of mine invited me. And I thought
he's like, bring Monica. She's an easy date to bang.
So
come on.
Here's the thing. So wait a minute. So he obviously knows these people, and he knows people in attendance. And the people he knows decided that they wanted to go as the Beatles from Sergeant Pepper.
What a bunch of
losers.
And
then they were kind of like, so what is Monica going to be? So I'm Yoko.
I knew that. I was going to say that. I was going to say that or Linda McCartney, where he'd be an annoying vegan the entire time.
I think Yoko fits me. I would kind of fuck shit up, so.
Interesting.
Meet Heather Mills and get like a peg leg.
That's a good choice. You're blonde. She's blonde.
Wear a Dancing with the Stars costume, yeah. Like ice skater shit.
Movita.
Borrow his baby.
Timber me timbers. Who gets Vita. Married on a Halloween with a? I mean, I guess you have to.
I went to high school with did it last year. I don't know, and my hairdresser did it too. They said it was fun. Like, my hairdresser is like, it's super fun.
Makes for good
like,
pictures.
Everyone wears costumes, and then you said every year for their anniversary.
We don't take
like,
that marriage seriously.
Yeah. I was going to say, those marriages are doomed.
They have a big party every year on Halloween. I was supposed to be a Halloween baby,
Maybe
and my mom hexed it.
Are stupid.
She hexed it?
She hexed it. Oh, I was a C-section, and they were like, she's going to be born. They're like, she's fucking
so
massive.
So, November 1?
November 4th.
On the 10th.
Big baby.
Pumpkin.
They were like, she is cooked. We have to take her out. Like
that turkey's done.
And they were like, we're going to do it on Halloween. And I was like, TM, happy birthday. And I'm like, that would have been so dope, Mom. Like, thanks for fucking me up before I was even born.
Aww.
So it was November 4th instead.
On the 10th. Yay.
My birthday falls on Election Day all the time. You probably avoid that trap.
I do. I always benefit sometimes in Jersey. We had the school teachers had their conferences on the 10th, and then the 11th, they had Veterans Day. So the 2-for-1 holiday special. What's up?
Nice.
But yeah, great. Birthday Yay. Talk now. How boring.
What are you doing for your birthday, old man?
I don't know. Going to Del Frisco's, I'm sure. Del Frisco's, we're looking for advertisements, so if you guys want to fork over a gift card for me, that'd be great.
Yeah, because I'm sure that they want to really sponsor.
What is Del Frisco's?
Del Frisco's is only the best steakhouse in New York City.
It's awesome. God,
it's coming your pants good.
Really?
It's literally coming your pants good.
I don't eat that much meat. Like,
interesting.
I know. From the south,
you hate guns, you hate Jesus, and you hate me.
Yes.
And
from
you
the
hate
age
religion.
Like four.
Right?
From
That's
age
why
like four.
She lives in New York.
You should
That's
be,
why I moved to New York.
You should be from fucking Maine for that rationale.
I should be, but I'm from the south.
Interesting.
Yeah, I stopped eating meat when I was like four. I eat chicken now because like you need the protein.
I love the meat. I love me a good steak. I'll go.
You want to go?
Yeah.
We'll have a date. We'll have a little party.
All right.
We'll have a birthday. Yeah, we'll have a birthday.
Part of your birthday party.
Sure. Everyone's invited. Let's go.
I want some meat. You know what I love about steakhouses? The steak is actually just all the sides. I'm such a fucking
Oh, my God. I know. My family, we go to steakhouses all the time. I love the sides. You get, like, the good potato fries.
Oh, yeah.
Always good macaroni and cheese. Always good asparagus randomly.
Yes.
And good cream spinach.
Yes. I will not be peeing on my boyfriend. No, I'm kidding.
You guys ever hit like a Smith and Walensky's?
Overrated.
Yeah.
Overrated.
You know,
been there.
Like Wolf
no
Kings.
So.
I love like Wolfgang's.
I have not eaten their steak. I have their burger, which is pretty good. Damn good.
Well,
what was
so
for lunch?
He came from Peter Luger's, which
yeah,
I think is overrated. I'm not.
Their bacon's good. Their steaks are
their
decent.
Their bacon's fucking amazing. But
love it.
I'm
coming
not
your
a
pants
fan
good.
Of Peter Luger's. But these guys.
Is Peter Luger's actually that good?
Pretty good. It's good.
I mean, it's definitely salad. It's not like you're going
to. Go to Del Frisco's. That's all right.
Yeah. Del Frisco's definitely. I'm a big Wolfgang fan.
I have to try that. That's on the list.
Would actually go to the original on 33rd and Park. Because
there's
one
on the west side. Yeah.
I think, but
yeah.
Go to the original one. Anyhow.
Any Halloween plans? Anyone have costumes? Anyone give a shit?
Just doing the
oh boy
costume, but nothing except for it's gonna be my last weekend in my 20s, so it's like half.
Oh god, this
fucking
that
I know.
You know what I wanted to do is Lady Godiva, but I can never find like a blonde wig that's
so
long enough to cover my
shit.
You're gonna have to find you some G cups too for that as well.
She's
huge tits.
Lady
oh, Godiva. I think of Elvira. What the fuck is wrong with
yeah,
what
the
fuck is Lady Godiva?
I wanted to buy one of those. I wanted to buy one of those kids, like you know, like horse on a stick.
Oh, there you go.
Ride around in the village.
That village, like, that village
have,
parade,
like,
yeah.
Leotard thing.
That village parade is a fucking. You do it once, like, I'm never doing this again. It's just a shit show of annoying people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had fun.
I actually did it. I wore a costume. I wore Rodney Dangerfield from Caddyshack.
Uh-huh.
And then I ran into a comic. I'll tell you after this podcast is over. And this dumb fuck goes, "What's up? What's up with the costume, man? Nice costume. What are you supposed to be, like, Happy Gilmore? I'm like, fucking kill yourself.
Yeah.
Fucking just. Running the traffic.
We're getting
and dying.
Old, Kev. We're getting old.
I've been slacking, like, with Halloween. I've never really, like,
is this a no-brainer or what?
Too cliche. Everyone expects it. The past 5 years.
There's Melania Trump. That'd be fucking good.
You would be beautiful.
As Melania?
Yeah, you would.
Or go as, like, Ivanka. It would be even better, too.
You could do whatever you'd like, Monica.
Oh, Monica found a new cub, everyone.
I have major lady crush on Jason. He knows that. We love each other.
We love
each other. Like old lady crush.
Old lady crush?
Like,
hold on.
He's fucking gonna be 24.
I just want to. Monica does love you.
24, 42.
Hike! Oh, sorry.
24, 42. Fox News chick was 47. Okay, and I'll say something. This fiscal year, okay, the year of 2000
fiscal year,
no.
Bitches. Go on.
Fisting year.
The year of 2015. I've had sex with more women in their 30s. Yeah, 30s and like late 20s than any other age group. Like, are you getting there?
You
was
like
the,
older women.
I love old
God, Monica. Take it outside and fuck him, for Christ's sake. Just to prove how much Monica loves him, right? She goes, who's going to the podcast? I said, Jason Scoop's going to come on. He goes, ha-ha, awesome, was her response. I'm like, never. Okay. Oh, that's cool. Or, ha-ha, awesome. You could totally fuck her. You could totally fuck her.
I do. I love her.
Should we leave Lindsay? I mean, is this a little...
I love Lindsay, too.
Well, this is good. Well, I'm just going to go to my in-laws for dinner. And fuck you guys. You guys just fucking my office here.
Older women, okay...
Preach!
No. Listen. They're sexy. They look good. They're smart. A lot of the time. A lot of the people think older chicks... No, they're... I mean, look
at
Monica.
Only a lot.
Yeah, look at me in my baseball hat and my fucking...
Muppet t-shirt. The one I have, too.
Yeah, a lot of the time. What do you want me to lie? I mean, it's the same thing on the other end. Look at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. There's a lot of them look good. Some look bad, right?
Just kidding.
I don't really like dating women my age, or especially now, oh God, you go 18, 19, 20. Because, I mean, it's just that they're not good in bed, and they're not, I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry, folks. And not to be sexist either, because the guys are stupid, too. It's not like, I'm like, oh, young girls are stupid. You know? I'm very fair when it comes to that.
I love young guys. They think they have all this game. They're like, I'm going to, like, kill it. And I'm like, you're going to cry.
No, honey.
You're going to cry after you're done.
You're going to have
a
little premature in the pant leg.
And you're going to be like, what did she do to me? My mama never taught me about this.
Yeah, most guys are going to come walking like Kelly McGillis did at the end of The
I'm
Accused.
Like, you need to go now. I got to go to work.
But you're right about that. Because it's like when I go to the bars, my buddies and girls are like, hey, you'll chat. And I'm like, you know what? This 20-year-old girl, like, it's just like,
it's a
harsh. Yeah, they look good. So I'm like,
it's
okay.
It's a complete harsh.
You need to find, like, one. Like, I were to become unmarried and whatever.
Like, cocktails.
If I were to become
unmarried. Or whatever.
Freedom.
Unmarried. The 21s, it's like the 20-somethings. Like, you'd have to find, like, an older minded 20-something for me. Like, it would be for me, like, early 30s would be my fucking sweet spot now.
Between 25 and, like, I don't even have a limit. Like, this...
I would say female comics are a little bit, I don't know if y'all think, but they're a little bit better because I feel like to be a comic, you have to be a little bit more aware.
Really?
You have to have self aware. Yeah, I do. I mean, yeah, of course, you know, broad strokes, there are a lot of fucked up people in general. But I feel like
I can't date anyone who's not a comic because it's all I'm around. It's all I do. I can't
go
out of the
But pool. I do feel like I do feel like female comics are just a little bit more mature for whatever their chronological age is, just because, like, I think to have the viewpoints that you have and to perform, and also as a female to be around as many guys as you're around,
yeah, that's so
it's
true.
Just so different than, you know, a female who just that's not their lifestyle.
It's like the older brother syndrome. Like, a girl who has older brothers are going to be more, like, see the forest from the trees kind of thing.
Right. And to address Lindsay, you mentioned, well, you got the internet. First off, I've never been on any dating. I did Tinder for, like, a week, and I'm like, fuck that. Not because it's like, dude, I just walk outside, you know, smell the fresh air, you know, see the trees, walk into the bar, and then boom, you know,
that's magic happens.
You know, pussy. It's like all out of the sky.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
It's like I'm an old school human being. I'm just a human fucking being. And well, thank you, but like, I'm not one to toot my own horn. You know, I'm not. You know, no tooting, no horn tooting.
Are we doing a Barack Obama in the middle of this? Or?
I'm just saying, but. But Lindsay fucking hates me right now. Dude, Lindsay hates my fucking gut because of the
She couldn't shit. Say gray with a bigger, like, cunty looking face. Like, and she looks at us laughing.
No, and I went to fuck with her again before. But I didn't, like, when Kevin was like, so what are you guys going to be for Halloween? I was going to be like, you know, I was thinking of being, like, this giant gun. No.
I was going to be a rocket
because I got self-control, son. I got self-control.
Be a giant gun. I don't care.
And she goes,
be a giant vagina. I like the guns.
She's a bad liar. Let's play poker, Lindsay. Let's go.